Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtel. Thank you for joining us for another episode. And today we are talking about the elevated things in life and how those connect with Lake of the Ozarks. We have Emily Menzendieck. Did I say it right?
That was perfect.
Okay, I've practiced.
That's really good.
We've got Emily Menzendieck in here with the Lake Arts Council. And I've gotten to know Emily over the years in several different contexts through her family businesses and then through the Arts Council and some stuff my kids are involved in. And very recently she said, hey, what if we came on and talked about the Arts Council of it? So we're going to talk about that and other topics today. But Emily, welcome to Take on the Lake. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So your background, you're a native Laker.
I am. I grew up in Camdenton, graduated from Camdenton High School. I don't want to say what year, but
that's
I did
fine.
Have a big reunion.
You did graduate. Oh, okay.
A couple of years ago. Like
got it.
Big reunion.
Got it. Enough said.
Anyway, yeah.
Enough said. But,
yeah.
And you're a Blair.
I am.
All right. A Blair. That's, hey, that the Blair family has done a lot of things at the Lake of the Ozarks. Blair Cedar is the one that a lot of people are familiar with. That took me a long time to figure out what was the deal with the big
cedar place
in the middle of Camdenton. But so, that's kind of the one I think a lot of people are familiar with. But your family's been doing things. And even now, you guys own businesses, you and your husband.
Businesses at the Lake, family businesses.
So give me a little snapshot of that.
So my father's family moved to the Lake area when he was 6 years old. And my grandfather was a construction foreman for Highway 54.
Oh, cool.
So they settled in the new town of Camdenton, which was the county seat moved from Lynn Creek, which a lot of people know.
Wait, okay. So I'm going to betray my lack of history here. I love Lake history.
And okay.
Did they form the town of Camdenton because they moved the county seat out of Lynn Creek? Oh, I didn't know that was the reason for the formation.
They did.
Oh, man, I should have known that.
So my grandparents owned a hotel on the Camdenton Square, and my grandfather loved woodworking and started making things out of cedar. And that's how Blair Cedar started.
Oh, what was the hotel?
It was called the Stoneleigh Hotel and then the Blair Hotel.
Oh, wow.
How long did
that run? Or where it was on the square?
It was on the square.
Obviously nothing is left of it.
I think the building is still there. But,
oh, okay. What's it now? Building is it? Do you recall? Side of the square?
It was on the south, Highway 54.
Okay.
So west.
Like on
where the furniture store is now.
Okay. Okay.
Roughly.
Okay.
Roughly in there.
Okay. Cool.
So,
I didn't know this.
No. My father grew up. There were six boys in the family and grew up in Camdenton. I hear they caused a lot of mischief.
No.
But
mischief back then, I think, had a different flavor than
different,
it now.
Different. So. Yeah. It was okay to steal a watermelon and break it open on the sidewalk. I don't think that was ever okay. But anyway. So, and then my father started a business called Ozark Land. And
that's one that people recognize too.
That's one people recognize.
Did he the Ozark Land?
Yes, he started
the Ozark Land brand and whole family of stores.
That was his.
Your dad.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm learning things, and we're like, we're 3 minutes in, and I'm already. I didn't know this.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
He did.
When was that? Do you recall? Was that?
Oh gosh.
50s?
In the
40s?
50s.
50s was kind of the tourism blossoming of the whole lake. So that
was in
right.
the 50s.
Okay.
And he and his brothers bought Blair Cedar from their father.
Okay.
He and two of his brothers. So there were three of the boys that bought Blair Cedar and ran it for many, many years.
Was the first Ozark Land store the one in Camdenton or was it a different one? And then how did that work?
So my dad was partners with his brother Les in a candy and gift shop. And they had two stores, one in Camdenton, one west of Camdenton, and one on the strip.
Okay.
And they had different ideas about how to do business. So they decided they'd each take a store and turn it into what they wanted it to be. And my uncle took the perspective that he would have one location and make it big. And that is Blair's Landing today.
Oh.
That was my uncle's business.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I mean, I know even Blair's Landing, but I didn't even know that part of... Okay.
That was my uncle's business. And then my dad started the Ozark Land stores. He had a store at Fidelity Corners. He had a store in Kingdom City. Then in the 70s, he put the store in Camdenton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, both of them found success in their own ways, actually. Yes. In a certain way, neither of them was wrong about their theory.
And they remained best friends until the day my father died.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's some background. And you and your husband, Tim, own Evergreen at the lake.
Our family does.
Your family owns Evergreen. Okay. And that's, are you involved in Evergreen much, or is that?
I used to be involved a lot more. Okay. The Arts Council things I do are taking a lot more of my time now.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So, and the Arts Council is a lot. We were going over that before we started. I mean, one thing that we were discussing was that people, and this is a topic that is actually dear to my heart, people that grew up doing things in the arts in school or as a child, you don't, I mean, life gets busy and things happen. And also there don't tend to be as many outlets to continue doing that when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, beyond, you know. And so that's one of the partnerships that the Lake Arts Council has is with a lot of these other groups at the lake that, I mean, everything from the orchestra and the, you know, chorale and these different things to try to fortify a kind of arts scene at the lake, for like a traditional arts scene, to give people opportunities to keep doing that stuff. I played percussion in high school and I loved playing percussion. I get to play in our church praise band still. So I get to use that, but I don't get to play the timpani anywhere. I love playing the timpani.
That you know, the Lake Erie Community Orchestra has a timpani.
It probably needs it. I know. The kids might have to get a little older and then I can find some margin for that.
Yeah, still got some younger ones.
So talk a little about the Arts Council and the mission, the vision, and what's going on there and why it matters.
All right. So the Lake Arts Council is almost 40 years old. Been around a long time, which is unique because I have discovered recently that a lot of nonprofits don't make it past 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's a pretty good thing.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So our mission, which we just revised our mission statement, is to cultivate and promote the arts at the Lake of the Ozarks and to educate, enrich, and entertain our community by supporting local artists and performers.
Okay.
And like you already talked about, one of the main ways we do that is by providing opportunities. So when I talk to groups at the lake about the Arts Council, I find two reasons people are no longer involved in the arts. One is time,
right?
Because we're all so busy.
Yes.
Like you said. But the other is lack of opportunity. And so that's the biggest thing we do for our community is on our own and by working with different allied art groups, we provide opportunities for people to continue to explore, develop, and share their talents.
Right.
Either visual arts or performing arts, both.
Name some of those arts and places that you're providing those opportunities. So we said like orchestra, obviously.
We have 12 different allied art groups. One of them is the Camden County Historical Society, which operates the Camden County Museum. So they fall in the area of both visual and performing arts because they have a lot of concerts and they do plays and things like that. But then, and I'll have to use my fingers to count them off. Our visual arts groups include Ozark Brush and Palette and More, the Lebanon Art Guild, the Lake Area Fiber Artists, the Lake Area Camera Club, and the Lake Area Wood Carvers.
Okay.
Our performing arts groups are the Greater Lake Area Chorale, the Lake Area Community Orchestra, Symphony of the Magic Dragon, the Lake Jazz Band, Sunrise Beach Little Theater, and most recently, the Royal Theater in Versailles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. If a person wants to, so you have like the you have everything from wood carver to fiber arts to theater to orchestra all over the place.
All over the place.
If a person wants to get into the fiber arts, the art of fiber, making things out of fiber.
Yes.
Do they just join that? Do they go to that group?
Yes, join that group. Those groups are open to anybody, all ages, all walks of life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not probably going to be getting into the fiber arts soon, but that's, I like that term, fiber arts.
The fiber artists will have a festival in October.
They
have booths and their members sell the products that they make.
What are those products? Like,
so you have
quilts and stuff?
You have quilts, you have like needlepoint, you have clothing, you have scarves, hats.
I like that stuff because I appreciate those things because they're traditional.
Yeah.
And you know, life is fast and practical.
Right.
And there's no reason to, there's no sort of built-in reason to do those things now, right? Like for the same reason that there's no good reason to do a garden anymore. I mean, there's a lot of good reasons to do a garden. Right. So I'm going to take that back. But there's no practical financial reason to really do a garden.
No, it costs you way more than...
It always costs you. I've learned this the hard way, and it's taken me very many years. So, and I finally was like, you know what? We're just going to do it for pleasure. And we're going to plant the things that produce a lot and that are actually kind of expensive and that we would want a lot of strawberries and stuff.
Oh,
right.
Yes, so, yes.
But overall, that it feels the same to me. Like, it's this thing where you finally recognize, the fiber arts or really any of the arts. Yeah. It's like these aren't practical in the same way that we kind of financially, parse out our lives and go, well, does this, am I in a net gain in this column? It's like, that's, if you think about it, that's obviously
can't think about it that way.
Yeah. No. They're enriching in a different kind of
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And so many of the things with the arts, I say that it speaks to the soul.
Right.
And it's, I've read some research that says that having an active arts community creates a better quality of life for your community as a whole.
Hmm. Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, how have you seen the Arts Council grow, or what kinds of things have you been seeing in recent, say, months or the past couple of years that have been encouraging on that front?
So the last few years have been a struggle financially, which for many nonprofit groups, especially after the pandemic, funding has been tight, but we have been adding activities, adding members. Our allied art groups now have a representative on the board of directors.
Okay.
Which helps them and helps work together.
Have a voice and kind of say, here's our need, here's what we have coming, all that stuff. Yeah.
I've been the president for a little over a year.
Okay.
And one of the things I wanted to do was to make sure that our allied art groups worked together.
Got it.
There used to be a little bit of competition with dates and things between them.
Oh, right. I see.
And they've been working together. They're doing some joint activities.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, the one that my family actually was involved in the last couple few years is the children's...
Missoura Homegrown Theater for Children.
Homegrown Theater for Children. That's right. Yep. And that's a week-long... I would call it like theater camp.
It is.
It's a week-long theater camp. And either two or three of my kids have been involved in that the last couple few years. And they start, the organizers have picked a play to do in the script, and they get a hold of it a little early. The families do want to participate. And then the kids, so my kids went into day one on Monday, kind of knowing the songs a little
for
already.
For auditions,
but on Monday, they audition, and then they get their parts assigned by Monday afternoon, I think.
Like during lunch.
Yeah, day of.
Yeah.
And then they just blitz a rehearsal schedule all week and do dress rehearsal on Friday. And then a couple performance on Saturday and Sunday, basically.
Right. Yeah.
And they did it at the Camden Little Theater this year. And it was great. It's amazing. Man, the directors of that are so great.
Yes.
And it's so fun, man, to watch the kids go, really, to take a play from 0 to 100. I mean, they go from nothing in 1 week, and they go perform that. It's a really cool experience. My kids love it.
That's awesome.
There were a ton of kids involved in it.
We had 50 kids signed up this year, which is the capacity. We can't take more than that.
Yeah.
Because the stage won't hold them.
I was going to say, I mean, the play itself is a capacity with 50 kids.
Yeah.
Last year, I think even some of the main characters, they had them rotate
roles
mid play or at least certainly between the different plays, but even mid play, I think they're rotating roles just to give them all a chance.
When you're doing a musical
lines.
That has 20 parts and you have 50 kids, you have to divide it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was, I'm glad that that's going. So that's been my family's point of contact with some stuff the Lake Arts Council is doing, but maybe give some other ways that maybe families or even retired couples and things, people living here, give some points of entry, things people ought to look at.
So another thing for children is in the spring and in April, we do a student art quest and photo quest, which is, you can be a public school student, a private school student, or a homeschool student. And you can enter that. It's an opportunity to exhibit your artwork at the Lake Arts Council office, but also to have it judged by professional artists.
Is this like brush and canvas art, or is it photography?
Drawings, brush and canvas, photography.
Okay, so it can be kind of any of that. Visual art.
Yes.
Okay.
And sculpture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some sculpture included.
So art quest, what does that mean? What's the quest?
The quest is to find budding talent, young artists.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And give them some recognition for the work that they do.
Great.
Yeah.
So that's in the spring.
That's in April.
Okay.
We do a variety showcase, usually the first weekend in April, which features local performers, whether they're singers, dancers, actors, play an instrument.
Okay. Where is that held?
That's usually also held at the Camdenton Middle School Little Theater.
Yeah. That's such a great little venue. I love that little theater.
And the Camdenton School District is so great to work with us.
Good.
And using their facilities.
That's cool. That's a really neat. And it's kind of feels old, you know, and I don't know. It's got a good feel when you go inside. I like that little place.
Yeah. We do a spring art show, which is for professional and amateur artists, fine artists, paintings, drawings. This year, I think we did add sculpture to it.
Okay.
So that's good. And then the children's theater camp in the summer. But in the summer, we also invite the Missouri Symphony, which is located in Columbia, Missouri, to come and do a patriotic pops concert, which is always wonderful. Professional orchestra.
Where's that held?
The last 2 years, we've had it at the Camdenton High School R.C. Worthen Auditorium.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that one that used to be, or am I thinking of a different one that used to be, wasn't there one at Haha Tonka at one point that used to be held, or am I thinking of something
different?
The
Lake Area Community Orchestra does a concert every year at Haha Tonka in their summer concert series.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking
Yes.
of. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but this is a pops concert.
This is a professional orchestra
that
comes to do this concert, and they usually do some patriotic pieces, like some John Philip Sousa marches and things like that. They'll do a couple of classical pieces, but then the last few years, they have played music by John Williams, who is a composer, done a lot of film scores.
Oh, I know John Williams. Yeah. I love me some John Williams.
Star Wars, Raiders of Lost Ark.
If you like the movie, John Williams did the music for
it,
and that's actually part of why you like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So
cool.
Last few years they've played his music.
That's fun because they're always recognizable themes and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So that's really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. And that one is, you said in...
Usually around the 4th of July.
Okay. Okay. Great. So missed that for this year, but mark the calendar for next year.
Yeah. We have to have it in July because of the way our fiscal year lands.
Okay.
And getting grant money to help pay for half of it.
Gotcha.
It has to be anyway.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so then talk about that a little bit. Like what needs do you have? I know you said it's been financially a little bit tight.
It has.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to ask this in a way that is going to need clarification, but I don't know why the Arts Council needs money. So tell me what the money is needed for.
Right.
And then, you know what I mean? Like
we have office space that we rent.
Okay.
So that we can have gallery space.
Okay.
For artists and places for meetings, and sometimes our allied groups come in and do workshops there in the office.
Okay.
We have one part-time employee. Everybody else is volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. And we have normal expenses, you know, printing expenses, electricity, utilities, things like that. And then every event we do costs some money.
Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah. You know, like for the children's theater camp, we pay the directors, we pay the light and sound technician. We pay minimal usage fees.
Sure.
For the Missouri Symphony. They're not cheap.
Oh, yeah. No, I could see that. Yeah.
And so a lot of things like that. So we do get some money from the Missouri Arts Council, which is a state agency.
Okay.
We get an operating grant from them, which pays for a little less than half of our operating expenses.
Okay.
And then we get a what they call a touring grant that pays, again, about half of what it costs to bring in the Missouri Symphony.
Okay.
So the rest of the money to cover all of those expenses, we have to raise.
So, I mean, obviously, some comes from some ticket sales for different
things. Ticket sales, right.
I don't know how much portion that really helps with, but what are your other fundraising avenues?
So we have two forms of membership. One is for individuals, and it's pretty simple. I mean, you spend $35 on a meal out with your wife easily, right?
True. Right.
Yeah. So to be a friend of the arts is only $35 a year.
Okay.
And that makes you a Lake Arts Council member.
Okay.
And it goes up from there.
Okay.
$100, $250, $500, $1,000 more. But we also have business sponsorships, annual business sponsorships. So businesses can also support the Lake Arts Council, and that starts at only $100 a year.
Okay.
But then we also have event sponsors. So like for the children's theater camp and the symphony concert, we get sponsors specifically for that event.
And they did a nice job of acknowledging those. I saw those in the program and, you know, different things. Yeah. So, okay.
So if you become an annual business sponsor, you get your ad in every program that we do.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
If you're an event sponsor, your ad is featured in the program.
Right.
And you're acknowledged from the stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And is the Arts Council like a 501c3?
Yes, we are 501c3.
Got it. So
tax deductible, you will get a thank you letter.
Nice.
And you can Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good opportunity because I know that there are lots of people who care about the arts or
right.
one lane of right. the arts that they, yeah. like we were saying in particular, they were involved with years ago, but yeah. haven't gotten back into, you know, or whatever. And yeah. so it's good to know how folks can help that grow
exactly.
at the lake. But I mean, it does sound like, I think in a way that maybe many people haven't recognized, the lake does have a thriving arts scene.
We do. We're very unique because, you know, the lake is a bunch of small towns.
Yes.
But you put us together, we're a fairly large,
pretty big population,
pretty big thriving community. Mm-hmm. And so to support the arts in the community just helps.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
it helps the community thrive.
Right. It's a piece
yes.
of a community. It's
yes.
like having a strong
right.
arts
right.
scene.
Right.
Right.
And we want people to know that we're here
mm-hmm.
and how we can help.
Right.
And how you can join. I mean, there are benefits to being a member.
Mm-hmm.
You get notified about events. You don't get a whole bunch of emails. You get about one a month.
Okay. That's good.
I like that. I don't like signing up for emails
right.
and then getting one every day.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not doing this anymore. You get reduced ticket prices, reduced entry fees for the art shows.
Okay.
So there are a lot of benefits you get.
Great. Yeah. So lots of good ways for people to connect
yes.
with the Arts Council from a support
right.
side, and then
right.
also from a, hey, I want to revive this this thing that I used to do or
I
have always
to,
wanted to do, want
right.
to learn how to do this
right.
this thing. So is the best way for people to find that on the Lake Arts Council website, Facebook, where should people
yes,
go to learn
any
more
of that.
About that?
Okay. So our website is artsatthelake.com.
Okay.
Our emails are all arts at the lake. So our administrator is administrator@artsatthelake.com.
Got it.
My email is president@artsatthelake.com.
Okay. So people are free to reach out to any of those and either go, hey, our business really ought to be supporting the arts here at the
right.
lake. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yes.
Or my kid wants to join in the spring quest.
Spring art quest.
Art quest.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will start sending information out about that in January.
Okay. Good. Anything
yeah.
else that we missed that we
so
want to make sure we
just
hit?
One thing I would like
okay.
to mention is we're having a fundraiser on November 1st.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Called Swinging Through the Night. Think 1940s USO type show.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's at the Camden County Museum
okay.
from 6 to 9 p.m. that night. We'll feature the Lake Jazz Band and vocal ensembles from the Greater Lake Area Chorale.
Okay.
We will have dancing, desserts from local bakeries. The camera club is doing a photo booth. We're going to have a silent auction. We're
okay.
going to have a costume contest.
Great.
And tickets are only $40.
Okay. Well, make sure I get a flyer on that. We'll make
I will.
Sure we put
I'll
that
have one.
At
I'll
Expo
leave you that.
Too. So that is November the
1st.
First.
Yes.
Swinging Through the Night, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Camden County
Museum.
Sounds like a blast.
It will be.
That'll be fun.
We only have 60 tickets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because we want space for people to be able to dance.
Sure, sure.
It's swing music. You're going to want
right,
to dance, right?
Right,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You'll sell every single one of those, I'm sure of that. So, okay, great. Well, we'll make sure we help promote that. But
that would be awesome.
Get your tickets now.
Yes. Tickets go on sale September 1st for Lake Arts Council members and September 15th for non-members.
Got it. Okay.
Lake Arts Council members get a $5 discount.
Okay, we'll make sure we promote that.
Yeah.
Folks should plan on joining. And then also just checking out the Lake Arts Council, which is artatthelake.com.
Yes. Arts. But on Facebook, we're just Lake Arts Council.
Okay. Check out those the website and Facebook page because
yes.
that's where you'll find out ways that you can get either A, support the Arts Council, support arts, the art community at the
right.
lake, or revive or learn a new
that's right.
art form
yes.
that you want to be part of.
Yeah. And if you just search for Lake Arts Council, all of that will pop up for you in your search.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Emily, thank you so much for coming on. This has really been interesting. Everything from family history to the art scene at the lake. I've enjoyed the conversation. So
well,
I appreciate
thank
it. And thanks for what you do to support something that's, like we said, that's not sort of like the frontline practical stuff.
Right.
But it's something that really adds richness to a community.
Yes, it does.
So
I have deep roots here. I'm very happy to be involved in this.
Great. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks again for coming on. Thank you all for tuning in to Take on the Lake. If you would do us a favor, make sure, obviously, you go check out the Lake Arts Council's info and see how you can support and get plugged in there. But subscribe to the show. If you like the show, or even if you don't, you should just subscribe anyways, because you're going to learn to love it. All right.
Yes.
So subscribe to the show, whether you listen on the podcast apps, just hit that subscribe button. If you're watching on YouTube, follow us, subscribe there on Facebook, wherever you are. We would appreciate that, because that helps us get the word out and share the show with a friend. This has been our Take on the Lake. Stay anchored, stay curious. We'll see you soon.